out here in Puerto Rico.
Is that recording me?
We out here in Puerto Rico. It's recording. It's recording. We out here in Puerto Rico. For real. Welcome to another episode of Stirring the Pot Podcast. This is your host, DTA, aka 509 Reasons. And I got some guests in the building. I got Mimi on my side to the left. To my right, I got Angie. You know what I'm saying? They can share their Instagram names if they want to, but we all share.
So my Instagram pan handle is Black Paradise, BLK Paradise.
And I am Crush on Angela, Crush on _ Angela.
Boom. And there it is. So go ahead and follow them. Don't stalk them now. Don't do all that, but
you'll be blocked.
Boom, there it is. Like I said, though, welcome to another episode of Stirring the Pot Podcast. This is a special one, though. Not only do I have guests, we out here in Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
You feel me? Yeah, we out here. We lit right now. You know what I'm saying? So it's gonna be a fun one. We're gonna try to keep it very light. We already here. You already know we out here. We sipping on something nice, something light.
Bacardi.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I think it's originated in Cuba for real, but they do it out here.
They have a rum factory here. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So keeping it authentic, we doing that. You feel me? So sit to that. And we're just gonna get it started, you feel me? We just gonna do that. So far, how's y'all trip going?
Great.
Good. Yeah, yeah. It's really, really good.
Mm-hmm. Having a good time. Mm. I love it. It's like a Miami down here.
Exactly, but not with nicer people. Mm. The people
they
are so
better.
Yeah, and they drive better. That's the only difference. Mm. Yeah, and the food is really good so far. We've tried out Bistro Cafe. And that was amazing. That was a good spot to try out if you come to Puerto Rico.
And by the way, a lot of Black people are traveling.
Yes. For the melanin.
So, that's what I'm trying to tell you. If y'all stop going ahead and going crazy on the bottles over there, go ahead and take that bottle money and put that in the trip. For real.
Mm-hmm. I definitely agree.
Yeah, get your passport right. Take a trip.
Well, you don't need a passport for Puerto Rico.
Not for Puerto Rico,
start taking trips. Mm-hmm. I love the fact that we're seeing our melanin brothers and sisters actually taking trips. Mm-hmm. You know, we're out and about. We're letting the world see us for us. And that's a beautiful thing to see. And just to see each other. Something that Angie mentioned earlier was that when we're out and about, for some reason, everybody's so much more friendlier. Like, compared to like when you're home, it seemed like everybody's just more welcoming. So that's so beautiful to see.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, shit, when we saw homegirl at the restaurant earlier, birthday girl?
Yeah, birthday girl. One time for the birthday.
What's her name?
Shauna. Her name was Shauna. I actually got her Instagram, Shauna. Man.
So it was nothing to be like, yo, the energy was so good. It's like, yo, Bumper, we're just gonna all get some shots.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
She's very grateful. Energy was beautiful.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's not stuff we're gonna do at home.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's something we need to change, right? We're not hating on nobody and nothing. It's just like, yo, she's having a good time. We having a good time. Mm-hmm. It's good to see each other in the same place at the same time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're gonna have a fun time. We're gonna enjoy each other's, you know, energy.
I agree.
You know, so that was dope. So that was definitely a good thing. I was gonna say, share your most traumatic experience out here, but I'm not gonna do that.
Oh yeah, let's do that. Let's start off nice.
We're gonna not do that.
Let's go ahead and start off nice.
We're gonna skip over that part.
No, we're not skipping over. Rewind.
Oh shit. Okay.
Alrighty, so yesterday we decided to, you know, be adventurous and go out and jet ski, right? So I've never been jet skiing before. And D, so-called professional, said, let's do this, Mimi, I got you. All right, bro. I'm with you.
I got her for real. I really do got her for real.
So we get on the jet ski. I'm like, D, you sure you got me? He was like, I got you. Everybody around us was kind of a little skeptical because how he was coming off with it. He was kind of being really sarcastic. Whoa. Yeah, kind of too cocky.
Really?
But it left us a little worried. So long story short, 2 minutes in. D.
1 minute and 30 seconds.
Dramatic as hell.
D goes on a jet ski with a hat. Not this hat per se, but with a hat. So he goes on a jet ski with the hat or whatever. The hat blows off, it flies away. And he was like, I was like, oh, D, that's gone. He was like, nah, it's not gone. I got it. I said, no, D, don't do it. He hit that sharp turn. That's all it took. We were in the water. We flipped over. My life. But luckily, I know how to swim. And we had on life jackets. So either way it goes, we were good to go.
And they swam nowhere.
Yeah.
Swim nowhere.
Yeah. No, I did swim. I swam to
where did you get to?
I never got to the jet ski. Okay. I kept swimming, never got to the jet ski. And D gave up. He just floated. He just said, fuck this shit.
I say, y'all gotta save me. I've been paddling my feet and hands for like 2 minutes. I'm like, damn, they think he float away when I'm trying to get to it. I'm like, they gotta save me.
That part. But one thing I'm very proud of is that I didn't give up. After the guy rescued us from the shore, from the waters, I went ahead and got back on, and I trust D that I got back on with D, and we continue to have some fun. Right, D?
Yeah.
All right.
It
wasn't that traumatic. Yeah,
big shout out to her, for real, because I really thought she was going to go back to the shore with Buddy. For real. I thought she was going to go back, you know what I'm saying? But she stepped back on. She trusted me with no hat, which is okay.
It was long,
my favorite hat.
When it turned back around, it went down. At first, it was floating, but when he turned back around, it basically, the water kind of flushed it right down.
It soaked it up and went down.
Mm-hmm.
My Apple Watch is not working like it's supposed to, so this watch is done. It's done because the screen.
About, oh, it's waterproof.
That's what I said. It's not moving no more. It's not moving no more.
One thing about that, it's temporary.
That shit said I didn't stand all day. It's lying to me.
When they say waterproof, might be
it's like a little rain. Water, but
water,
not like
water resistant.
Not hours,
water
resistance.
Yeah, whatever that means, because that shit said I didn't stand all day.
Speaking of,
I didn't do nothing all day.
My waterproof case later.
I got thrown in the trash, but that's that. But anyways, we survived. That's why we here right now. That's like
we did.
That's why you can hear our
voices. We made it.
So.
Like we said, Angie, nigga, we made it.
That's it. You feel me? In stereo, you dig? But we out here. You feel me? But like I said, this one right here is just like we're doing a quick one. Like I said, we out here in San Juan, Puerto
Rico.
And we out here, we lit. And we finna have a good old time. You feel me?
Oh, by that family, we did.
That's fine.
Okay.
I'm talking about the camera. The camera's not working, but it is what it is.
You gotta get shot?
You gotta get shot? I don't know what happened, but we here. So we're gonna go ahead and get started.
You know how when guys touch on you and they say you
feel good? Girl, let the man.
You said that?
I'm sorry. Questions. My skin feel good. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Drunk.
I'm lit.
What? She's drunk.
I'm so sorry.
Sound like drugs.
I'm not on drugs. You said that's liquor in my system.
Just liquor? Don't give her drugs then.
It's 2:44 p.m. and we're already tipsy.
That part. We were tipsy before that
time. Damn.
Don't do that, D.
No, okay. I bet. Oh, damn. Okay. So.
The guy that's been drinking alcohol since 7 o'clock.
Listen, I take a shower, brush my teeth, and I drink at 7 o'clock. I don't give a shit on my vacation. I don't care. I don't care. There's nothing to it. So, I'm gonna let y'all know. It is what it is. So, speaking of drugs.
Not drugs.
Drugs.
I mean,
okay.
Yeah, that's what they call it.
Segue right into
Segue. You understand? Ooh, y'all use that word. You understand? You see what's going on? So, segue into Shikari What's her last name?
Robinson.
Robinson of Chicago.
Let me make sure. I don't want to miss, because you know it's all about pronunciation. You know, mm-hmm. I strongly believe don't mess up my name.
Yeah. So Shikari, there's a woman out of I believe New Orleans.
Yeah, Richardson. I'm sorry.
Shikari Richardson. She's one of the fastest runners out here.
She's breaking records.
Unapologetically.
Records.
Her hair, her nails. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? She's doing her thing, so nobody can tell her nothing.
Beast.
She's confident. She's doing her thing, you feel me? She's killing them, too.
Mm-hmm.
And she's been getting a lot of love off of social media, because obviously black folks don't really listen. We don't know about no runners or whatnot, but we seen her, and she's doing her thing. Mm-hmm. And so everybody's showing her love, but at the same time, now that she's getting all this love, she just got the ex from the United States of America for competing in the U.S. Olympics. Got suspended for weed. For weed. And mind you, the backstory is her mom died, not even, rest in peace to her, not even 3 weeks ago. So what Shikari says, you know, she smoked a little something just to cope with her. She has stress. Her mom died, you feel me? And she's getting pushback. And the crazy thing is she's getting pushback from a lot of the rest of America.
Well,
not black America, per se, but America.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, but the main issue at hand is that she no longer is eligible, and I may be wrong, so mm-hmm. I may have to fact check them.
Mm-hmm.
But she's no longer eligible to represent the USA in the Olympics.
Yes.
With that being said, if we really look at it, mm-hmm. the USA, like mm-hmm. majority of the United States
mm-hmm.
right now, marijuana is kind of legal. Mm-hmm. So why are we making this such a big deal?
Mm-hmm.
One, it's not steroids. Mm-hmm. Two, if we really look at it, marijuana should have slowed her down.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, she kicked butt.
Mm-hmm.
So that lets you know it wasn't the drugs, you know what I mean? We already know what the capability of marijuana. And then on top of that, I forgot. Let me slow down. Y'all can take over. But I was on track and I lost my thought.
It's all good.
I lost my thought, I'm sorry. But yeah, that was, I still don't comprehend why it was done that way. I think those rules really need to change, because since the laws are changing,
mm-hmm.
certain rules need to change as well. But on the flip side,
mm-hmm.
now let's be real.
Yeah.
Now, if you know you're going to smoke a little something, we already know we're going to be drug tested.
Mm-hmm.
You're on the team. You're going to be drug tested. That's part of protocol.
Okay.
Why aren't you prepared?
No, but that's way beyond that point.
What do you mean?
What is beyond the point?
No, I'm gonna tell you why. Let's just say per se she don't smoke weed on the regular for real.
So she didn't think about it that way.
Her mom really just passed the other day.
That part. But even with that, like, how can you not? Because that's the biggest thing that you're facing right now.
But at the same time, she said she was prepared for the consequences.
Okay, so gotcha. You know what it is. So why are we in an uproar about it if she's not?
But the thing is, it's really the fact that the United States of America in the Olympics wants the best of the best to compete for the United States of America, right? And we over here, we're suspending people for weed. She's getting all this love right now. She's doing her thing.
Oh, okay. So I said it wrong, guys. Let me correct myself.
What's that?
So it says Richardson, a gold medal favorite in the women's 100 meters, was suspended for a month, putting a doubt in appearance at the Tokyo Olympics.
Yeah.
So it's not confirmed yet that she's been taken out of the Olympics, but she has been suspended for a month.
Yeah.
Okay.
Appreciate you for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just the fact that we're having this conversation right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's the fact that we're having this conversation right now, though, for weed.
It is for weed, but like, let's be honest, rules are rules. So it's like this, you could take, it's two routes to this. You can either deceive the system and have your clean urine on hand, which most people do. Cause especially if you did it with someone else, that person's gonna tell yo, make sure you whatever. So, okay, let me speak English. Everybody's not Creole speaking. Make sure you have your clean urine so that, you know, you're prepared if you're popped for a drug screen.
But she was prepared. Dee said that she was ready for whatever comes. So she was.
But that's just like saying, if that's the case, if that was her words, that's like saying you're self-sabotaging.
Yeah, that's her.
That's like you're self-sabotaging because
she's so angry and stuff.
No, I'm not angry at all.
I'm just saying not us, but I mean America, black people. What the fuck? That's her.
I think if anything, I think it's because of now that America's making money off the same thing that they have criminalized us for so long. It's like, why are you still penalizing us if we use this substance? You get what I'm saying? Like, why can we make it legal? But yet you have people like Michael Phelps that has had drug history, but yet he has how many medals under his belt?
Yeah, but
the most medals of all time.
Like, let's be
for drugs.
The most medals of all time.
He was still in the run.
The same thing.
So it's like, if you like keep the same energy.
It's really.
I thought he got in trouble for something.
No, for the same thing, marijuana.
Okay, but he got in trouble for it.
He got in trouble, but he still has the most medals of all time. So I really feel it's more so the villainizing of the black person, the black woman, because you see what she's doing. She got the long nails.
I see what D going at with that, but of course we could keep going, D, and then we'll say our piece.
So because if you really wanted to dig deep, because you already know at the end of the day, like you do the FaceTime post or the Facebook post or whatever, and you go down in the comments.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, she should have never did it.
Mm-hmm.
Has your mom died?
Yeah,
and if your mom died, like, how do you cope with it?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody is different ways.
Somebody
like,
trying might to find to, some type of stress
yeah,
reliever.
Like, someone might go to church. Someone might go to the Bible. Some people might drink. Some people want to smoke a joint.
And I get it. Like, I'm not trying to say, like, she's wrong for smoking. But at the same time, you know what you're dealing with. You're in the Olympics and mm-hmm. what you have to do.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
So why not go with it or just be like, you know what, I can't handle it. My mom just passed away. Let me get out of here.
You're right. Those are valid points.
Yeah, no, I agree. So but at the end of the day, she's not fighting it.
Yeah.
She knows what it is.
She's good with it.
She knows what happened. She knows what she did.
Mm-hmm.
She's fine with that. It's more so to me, it's more so the villainizing for me. It's more so the villainizing for me. It's almost as if, like, on another level.
I would like, just by you saying that, I would like to I wonder when was she actually popped for a screening, for a drug screening. Because if it was before, then she wouldn't have had the opportunity to run, correct? So how come it's now coming out now, afterwards? And it goes back to what you were saying. Of course, America don't want to see a lot of us melanin. in the mix as is. So the fact that she's so confident with it and she's so bold and loud, and it's so beautiful to see, to say that I am who I am, take me as I am. And no matter what shape or form I come in, with the brightest hair, the longest nails, the lashes, and the whole nine yards, trust me, and she's mentioned, and I love how she said, it doesn't matter how I step on that field, that time speaks for itself. So, so with all that being said, it's like, okay, why is it now coming out 2 weeks later after the race?
But maybe this drug test is for the Tokyo race.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
I don't know, but I'm just
That may be a point. That may be something we have to look into, dig into a little bit more deeper. But I kind of get what you're saying as far as criminalizing, because I don't want to say it like this, but I think we all think this way. And if I'm wrong, correct me. But a lot of times when you see the loud hair and all that other jazz, it's like you have the wrong, it's a bad stigma that comes with that look, right? So, of course, they want to see her fail. And the fact that she proved them wrong on the field, but they were able to catch her in another area. You know what I mean? It's like you're searching. You're searching for that needle in that haystack. But,
and that's my thing. And that's my thing as far as villainizing. It's more so like you proved me right. Because you sound hood, you look hood.
And you
smoke weed?
Oh, you're right.
You did what I thought you were supposed to do. You're supposed to be, you know, you feel me? You did your job. Like, you a hood person for real. You know what I'm saying? So, we'll see what comes about it, because at the end of the day,
I think rules should be changed. Those type of rules, like if you're gonna legalize it, you're gonna profit off of it as a country, so I know it's not everywhere in every state that is legal, but it's getting to that point. It's like we need to just make some changes to our laws. Like, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't co-sync with what's happening with the changes in the world.
Most definitely. That's what I'm saying. Like, you could kind of almost argue that alcohol is more dangerous than
it is.
Than weed.
Alcohol is actually dangerous to detox from solo. If you are drinking a large consumption of alcohol on a daily basis and you try to go cold turkey, good luck. That is one of the dangerous drugs to actually get off of. Yeah.
And shout out to Texas. Shout out to Texas, because y'all got drive-through.
They got drive-through?
They got drive-through alcohol.
Yeah, because of COVID, and they kept
I'm sorry. Chill out. This is before COVID.
They did it during COVID.
Before COVID.
Really?
What is that?
Before COVID.
They got drive-through. They can take their alcohol to go.
Wow.
With the Jolly Ranchers and with my candy. Oh, yeah, they got drive-through for alcohol before COVID now.
I thought it was during COVID, and then because of how they saw that there was no increase of criminal activity, that's why they put it into law.
No, and this is why. That's why, because we have like a little group chat. That's why when one of our friends had posted in there, it didn't surprise me, because I was like, Texas has been doing this. They actually have a joint where you can just order alcohol through drive-through. Like, you could drive through and order alcohol and your business. Obviously, you don't know if they drinking and driving, but most 90% chances they drinking and driving. You understand me? But we're talking about weed.
But you know what? It's a lesson learned. It goes back to what I was saying earlier. The other thing is, you could have easily deceived the system. But if you said she knew there was consequences to her action, so now you look at it this way. You've been caught. It's a lesson learned. Moving forward. Let me be on my shit. because I don't want any opportunities to be taken away from me moving forward. Mm-hmm. I don't want anybody to associate my name to this. Yeah. And one thing I know she mentioned in one of her interviews was her name would never be associated to steroids because, of course, she thinks steroids enhances your abilities. Mm-hmm. And she wants to make sure that the world understands that her abilities are all natural. Mm-hmm. There's nothing that's altering her abilities. But as far as like things like marijuana, which is like a low grade drug, consumption, we really like, basically it's a lesson learned. Like, listen, let me get on my shit. Cause I don't want any sponsorships to be taken away from me. I don't want any endorsements, anything of that nature. That's gonna, huh?
She might get,
and that's the thing.
You know, but you know what? Personally, and I don't know if it's just coming from the black community, but on social media, I've been noticing that people are like, you know what, let me go ahead and reach out to her because of that statement that came out recently about the drug use. But how often does that happen? You know what I mean? How often does that really happen that people still reach out, although you kind of... You know what I mean?
The narrative's changing, you know what I'm saying? The narrative on weed is changing for sure. It's changing for sure. So that's why I have put on my Instagram that she's not taking an L for testing positive for this. She's not taking an L. If anyone's taking an L here, it's the US. Because you got the fastest women in the world, and y'all gonna disqualify her for weed. She's the fastest woman in the world, so if anything, she be all right. She's gonna.
Yeah, but there was two other black women standing next to her too, right? So well, either way, we're gonna win.
Regardless, still at the end of the day, we know it's all about money.
It boils down to money, and
the market is in her favor. Is what I'm really trying to say.
Yeah, because she's breaking records. Before that record, she was already breaking records.
But see, we didn't know who she was 2 weeks ago.
No, we didn't.
So right now, she's the hottest thing, the hottest person on, you know what I'm saying, social media right now.
Yeah, but not only her, like, shout out to all the other melanin sisters and brothers that are out there are going into the Olympics. Like, it's so beautiful to see us, like, touching on sports that they thought that we could never touch and succeeding out of those. Like, I love it.
But we've been doing this forever. So it's on
a scale that the world gets the chance to see. I'm talking about today. I'm talking about now, presently, because there's still certain stigmas. Like, let's say, as far as water, automatically people say black people don't know how to swim. We actually now have a black brother that's going into, I'm gonna pull up his name, that's going into the Olympics, that's gonna represent us as well. Like, that's beautiful to see. We're breaking stigma. And it's on a worldwide scale. You know what I'm saying? So and it's so many different sports that we're hitting on. And of course we know we're athletic. That's something that they always knew about us. But it's just certain things that they always say we couldn't do. And now we're like, nah, let me show you. You know what I mean? So I kind of trudged off a little bit, my mind is spinning.
No, it's all good. But like I said, at the end of the day, she's not taking an L here because her profile is at its highest that it's ever been. So with that being said, it's like you kind of said earlier, Angie. Like, now you could probably get some weed sponsorship.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, she don't smoke weed and she done won before. Bumper, we're going to be like, yo, we're going to give you $250K to shoot this commercial right quick. So she's not taking the L. Yeah. If you came from the bottom and never had nothing, I'll give you $250 just for a commercial right quick. You winning.
That's true.
You put your family on top, you get your crib, whatever, you built up your whole family at this point. So I don't give a fuck about them gold medals for real. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I don't care either, but
I don't care about them gold medals.
I think it's a big thing.
I'm not saying it's not.
I just like seeing the recognition that comes with it. That's pretty much it.
But that's the thing. At this point, we're...
I said brother. I'm so sorry. It wasn't a brother. I apologize about the swimming Olympics. Mm-hmm. It was Simone Manuel. My apologies.
Ain't she Haitian?
She Haitian?
No, I said, ain't she?
I have no idea. It may be. She may be. You never know.
Manuel.
But yeah, Simone Manuel. Mm-hmm. She will be representing us in the Olympics as well.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up.
So, yeah, so things like that matters. But, right?
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, the gold medals, it does a lot for your profile as far as, like, building up your brand. Mm-hmm. But she's building up her brand already. And the fact that we know her already right now says a lot. Mm-hmm. So if we notice it,
but
other people notice it.
If she didn't get the gold medal, we would have not known about her.
Say it again.
If she did not receive the gold medal, we wouldn't know about her.
She did.
She's going to represent. Yeah, she was going to go to
the Olympics. What did she win? The first.
Nothing. Time. She's just the fastest. She's fast as fuck.
Yeah.
She's like Usain Bolt, like back in the day. She's been killing it, and the fact that she's doing it her way.
That's what's bringing so much attention.
Yeah, she got her nails. She got her hair.
So what was she running 2 weeks ago? What was that?
Just a regular
race. That was a
regular race?
Yes.
Oh!
That's just a regular race. That was race. To see who would be qualified for the Olympics.
Oh!
Just a regular race.
Got it.
That's what I'm saying. Like she's doing a regular race and she's getting this much recognition just off that.
Okay, got it.
So imagine the multitude,
So
this can magnify, like,
and this is where we keep talking about as far as like acting, like me as an actor, we keep talking about the Academy Awards or whatnot. Why we never get recognition for nothing?
Why the fuck are we still waiting on?
Why we waiting for other people to tell us to recognize shit? We know Denzel's the man. Denzel's the man.
Mm-hmm.
The only time y'all want to give him an award is because he's a crooked cop. Mm-hmm. That's when y'all want to give him the award. You know what I'm saying? So at this point, we ain't got no time to be waiting for no recognition from nobody. That's how I feel about it. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know, man. This shit crazy.
We got her back no matter what.
Like, that's one thing I'm loving. Like, at the end of the day, the melanin are uniting. We're supporting each other. And as you said earlier, Dee, we're making sure that there are certain companies that are still willing to sponsor her. And right now, it looks like it's more of the melanin that are doing that, but we're supporting each other, and that's great, and that's beautiful, that's unity, like they say, l'union fait la force, if I would. So that's what we need, which means unity is strength. There's strength in unity.
Bye, bye.
So yeah, when we do things together, we're powerful.
That by the way, it's yo. This was just a short episode right here of Stirring the Pot. We just kicking it. Like I said, we out here in Puerto Rico. You know what I'm saying? That's really about to be like the little sound bit I be doing for this little joint for real. But we out here.
That's it.
Vibing.
Thought we were talking about another subject.
He said that he was
going to
just hit
one.
You said two subjects.
We could talk about some more, but it's about 3:00.
Okay, that's cool.
It's about 3:00.
Oh, we can
do it later.
No worries.
Yeah, we can do it. We can do it later, another time. Yeah.
We're really drunk.
Right. Well, okay. So I hit her up. She said, "Let's meet up. Are you guys in San Juan?" I'm like, "Yes, we are."
Who is that?
Sloan.
From the
birthday girl.
See. We meet new people out here. We about to go crazy, man. We finna holla at y'all.
I'm saying let's go to Placita. La Placita.
La Placita.
Later on tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. Yo, The Stir the Pot fam. I'm gonna holler at y'all.
We still recording.
We finna holler at y'all later, man. Appreciate y'all.
Peace.
Black
Peace.
Paradise. And what's
the
name?
Crush on Angela.
Crush on Angela. On Instagram. Black Paradise. Crush on Angela. I'm gonna holler at y'all. I'm gonna tag it on Instagram. Molly, I'm out of here. Bye bye.